Hello, I'm Avery.
And I'm Asante.
And this is Zillennial Moms.
In today's episode, we will be talking about unsolicited parenting advice. Before we get started, I would like to share a quote with you guys. It goes like this: embrace your choices with confidence. So, Ave, do you feel like you get unsolicited parenting advice from strangers more or family more?
I would definitely say family. And I feel like that happens because family members are definitely obviously more closer to you than a stranger is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I was thinking about it. I'm like, if my sister or brother had kids, I would definitely say something to them as far as advice before I would ever. I don't think I've ever gone up to a stranger and was like, you know, put a hat on your baby, their head's cold. Like, I've never. I've never gave a stranger parenting advice before. So I definitely feel like it boils down to comfort level. But yeah, definitely my family. How about you?
I agree. I mean, I've ran into a few people that, you know, I guess felt comfortable enough to, I guess not give me advice, but give me tips, I would say. But I definitely agree with you as far as, like, family is more prone to giving that unsolicited advice, if you will.
I also wanted to ask, like, aside from strangers and family, who else, like, has someone without kids ever given you advice?
Oh yeah. Definitely.
I'm trying to think of, like, just some people, like some groups of people that get on my nerves, like a category, like even a person who, like, we're new moms, even another new mom, I'm like, why are you giving me advice? Like, aren't you in the same boat as me? Like,
seriously.
Yes, definitely. There's all different kind of people that give unsolicited parenting advice. So why do you think people do this?
I feel like people do it because they want to be heard, I guess. Or, like, they want to get a point across. For instance, like, I feel like our parents do it more or less because they feel like it's their obligation as a parent and us as their children still to give us that advice, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's almost like some people feel like they're obligated to do so, you know what I'm saying? Whereas others, they just want to be heard, or they just don't have nothing else to talk about, so they feel like they could just speak on how you're raising your child, you know?
Yeah. Do you think it's, like, ever appropriate? Do you think there's ever an appropriate time to give unsolicited advice?
It depends on the advice.
True. I also feel like it depends on the person too giving it.
Yeah. Agreed.
For example, like a doctor, like your pediatrician.
Yeah.
Because that's expected of them.
Right.
Exactly. Or, like, it could boil down also to like, cultural norms.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I feel like in certain cultures, especially ones that are very family-oriented, or even, like, just recently, me and Chris were watching stuff about the indigenous people in the Amazon rainforest. I mean, the village is super tiny, so everyone's giving advice to everybody, whether it's about your children and how you're parenting or how to catch fish or something.
Right.
So I feel like that, as far as culture, is definitely normal. And then, like, you come here to the United States, I feel like people definitely get offended more so than anything when you give them advice they didn't really ask for in the first place.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. I also, dude, what about safety? Like, I feel like that can make it appropriate. Even if someone gets offended, like if someone's child's in danger, would you not speak up?
I kind of feel like, again, it depends on, like you said, who it's coming from. You know what I'm saying? Because some people take it well from certain people and not so well from others, you know what I'm saying? Because it's almost like those parents where They send their kid to school and the teacher calls and say, you know, so and so is acting out, and they'd be like, oh no, not my child.
Oh
As if
my
they were there with
goodness.
them throughout the whole day. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's almost like they act like they know what their child is doing at every minute, every second of the day,
Right.
when really kids act different around different people, you know?
Yes. And I feel like as a parent, your child is like on a pedestal. Like it's literally your creation. So you think they're perfect. So yeah, I agree with that. And I feel like people genuinely want to help though. I do think there are people out there that genuinely want to help.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm the type of person that, like you said, based on safety, like if your child's in danger or something and I see you're not on your A game, I'm definitely going to be one of those parents or someone to give that unsolicited advice. Like, hey, there's glass on the floor and your child has no shoes on, you know?
Right,
So I
exactly.
definitely agree with the safety we have.
And okay, and then I think there's people that are like, I don't want to say socially awkward, but they're just not socially intelligent. Like, they don't realize that they're overstepping boundaries or they're overstepping certain comfort zones. So people just come up to you and they say anything, and you're like, I told you, I didn't get really anything from strangers after I had Harlow, but as far as my pregnancy, I've had people tell me all kind of things.
Really?
And I'm
So
like,
with
you.
that being said, how do you respond to like those strangers or those people that just offer this unsolicited advice?
Okay, well, like I said, family and strangers are two different things. I will admit, with my family, I was very snippy and short with them. Not that it's an excuse, because they were definitely trying to help. But when you're a new mom, you don't know what you don't know, and you're all over the place. My head was at a daze. I was sleep deprived, hormones ranging, and my first response or my first emotion was like, defend yourself. But
Respectable.
now in hindsight, like now that Harlow's almost two, if someone gives me advice, I'm like, okay, like I'll take that into consideration. And that's that. Same thing with a stranger. I would say that, okay, I'll take that into consideration, or I'd be like, thank you, and just go about my business. But before, if I'm gonna be honest, I was definitely not the most pleasant to give advice to, whether it was asked for or not. I had a rebuttal for everything. But I've changed. I'm a changed woman. Well, what about you? How would you
Goodness.
respond? What's the best way you would say is to respond?
Again, depending on who it's coming from and the advice, I feel like establish boundaries, you know, like stand by what it is that you want to do for you and your kid, you know. I feel like once you establish a boundary and you know what the boundary is, you can be confident in responding to unsolicited advice. You know, you can, like you said, explain to someone, like, yeah, I'll take into consideration what the advice you're offering me, and, you know, basically use it if needed, but release it if it's not needed, you know. I also feel like I would simply just listen, you know. My dad always taught me to be like a listener, you know, listen to what someone has to say, and, you know, pretty much just take from it what you can, and everything else, leave it at the door, you know. So it don't hurt to listen. I mean, if it's just excruciating to listen and it's painful to your ears, you can kind of let them know, look, I appreciate, you know, your sincerity, but that just doesn't apply to me, you know, or I just don't, that's just not what I want for my child right now, you know?
So, with that being said, do you think people should ever take the unsolicited advice into consideration? Do you think they should actually follow through with whatever advice they're given?
Absolutely on taking it into consideration. And as far as following through on the advice, I feel like it depends on what it is that you are trying to achieve with your child, you know? So if it's going completely against your morals and values and how you want to raise your kid, then no, don't follow through with it, you know? But if it's along that path, you know, it's something you haven't considered before, take a look into it. Listen, hear them out, you know, hear what they're trying to say. Give it some thought, you know.
I also
want the information. You may need it later on down the line, you know?
Right. And I also would like people to think too of like the other parent. Cause 9 times out of 10 when I'm out and people come up to me, if I have Harlow, mm-hmm. I'm not with Chris because he's at work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we were saying, take it to consideration, but I can't just go ahead and do something with Harlow, especially if it's like something serious, you know, something that could potentially change her whole health, something mm-hmm. that will cost mm-hmm. money. I can't just do whatever I feel like it. I have to, mm-hmm. for the most part, consult with another person in my household.
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a big thing that people need to think about.
For sure.
Especially when, even like someone coming up to you and saying something, it's like, okay, I'll take that into consideration, but my husband, mm-hmm. my boyfriend, my fiance, etc., like,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
He has to think it's okay too.
Up with them. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly. Yep. I'm actually glad you brought that point up, because I do believe that a lot of people don't take into consideration that there is another person that most parents have to consult with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I have to consult with this person because I am raising my child with this person too. You know what I'm saying? I think mm-hmm. that's hard for parents to realize, because moms have a big, big role in a child's life. Mm-hmm. So I feel like someone like my mom, so the baby's grandma, would give some advice and expect me to act on it immediately, not realizing that, hey, I do have a significant other that I have to consult with. So yeah, I am the mom and I do play a big role in the child's life, but I can't just make drastic decisions or just take your advice immediately without consulting with my significant other, because exactly. this is a joint effort here. You know what I'm saying? Not realizing that if I just take your advice, I may be bringing other problems into the home because I haven't consulted with my significant other.
Right. Or even the flip side, like single parent households.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure my mom, I'm sure your mom, my grandma, etc. So many single women out there have gotten so much crazy advice, so much criticism. And it's like, mm-hmm. I can't do it the exact way that every other traditional household is doing it, because it's just me.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I say take with a grain of salt. That's what I say about the advice. Take it with a grain of salt. Analyze and keep it pushing. That's all you
exactly.
can do.
What is the most outrageous advice you ever heard when it comes to parenting?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Well, now you know me, I'm big on car seats.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a few people, actually. You know, mm-hmm. like, they have, like, the infant car seat with the handle? Like, what Caden's in still.
Right, right.
I've heard people tell people, now maybe I'm wrong, but better safe than sorry. I've heard people say, like, you could keep your child in that after, like, they're a year old and you could turn it forward. People are like, oh, don't get a new car seat. Just turn it forward and slip the seatbelt through it.
Uh-huh.
There's not, in my opinion, and further research shows that there's just not enough head support. That's just mm-hmm. me. I would just go ahead and spend the money, because, like, what's money compared to your child's life, health, and safety? I would just spend the money and get a convertible car seat.
Right.
But I've seen, and I'm not judging anybody, I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
as far as safety and as far as the study shown with kids next snapping and breaking that are under two and unconvertible ones, the best way to go. There's the cushions, right. Their head support, everything's there. But yeah, that's definitely the most outrageous advice I've heard somebody give. It's one thing to have them forward facing in the convertible, but like in the infant carrier, I'm like, I don't know about that. But that's just that makes me.
Sense, though. And these car seats now, they come with like car seat bases. And we're on the car seat base with the infant car seat, you can't turn that forward facing because it won't snap in.
Right. And not only that, I don't know. And like we were saying, like it depends on the person. I also feel like it depends on what era you were born in.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Like my great grandma will tell me that when she had my grandmother in the 50s,
right,
they had a bucket seat. You just slipped the baby in there. And then before that, all you did was lay your baby down on the bassinet in the back seat of the car.
Oh, wow.
There was no car seats. There wasn't even seat belts.
I was just getting ready to say, cars definitely have evolved over the ages. So it makes sense to an extent. It definitely makes sense because, like you said, there wasn't even seat belts at a certain point in time.
Right.
And shoot, it wasn't even like separated seats. Like it was all just one big seat. So it makes sense. And it's actually pretty cool how it. How you can see the changes over the years. But yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, with, I feel like it depends on what you're exposed to, what's normalized. Because if I told something like that to my great grandmother, she'd be like, what's the big deal?
Right.
She'll be driving the car like that. You know what I'm saying? So. But exactly. What's something outrageous you've heard someone say as far as parenting advice?
I don't know. I was trying to think while you was talking too. Something outrageous that I've heard as parenting advice.
It could be to you or somebody else.
I don't know.
I know there's some crazy ones out there.
For sure. There's definitely some crazy ones out there. I can't think of any right now. I can say that it kills me when you have the parents that wanna or they have so much to say about what you're doing with your kid, and you're looking at them and their kid and you're like, how are you? Just how can you say anything? The pot calling the kettle black.
Right. No, exactly.
Those type of parents I can't even deal with. Honestly,
those parents, how do I say this without sounding disrespectful? Those parents are like clouded kind of by like their own judgment. Like they have their own heads up their behinds.
Yes.
So they can't even see everyone else is wrong, but they're the perfect parent or they're the perfect person. But okay, so have you ever given unsolicited parenting advice?
I'm sure I have. Like,
oh, I did.
Before I was even a parent, like, even with my sister, because she had all three of her kids before me, I'm sure I was that sister that was just getting on her nerves because I had something to say about everything.
Girl.
I had something to say about everything, like.
And that's what I was saying.
For she get a rash.
And that's literally what I was saying with the first question you asked to open up the episode about like family and strangers. But people who typically give parenting advice, I feel like more times than none, I get most unsolicited advice from people that don't even have kids.
Yep.
But they are also people that have taken care of kids. So I feel like they're like, oh, like, I know enough to say something.
Yeah.
Like, again, no, you don't. You don't. You could have all the nieces and nephews in the world. You could work in the NICU at the hospital. You could be whatever you want to be. But you do not have your own kid. And because of that, you will not fully understand.
I actually had someone in the NICU at the hospital that worked there but didn't have any kids. And I mean, a job is a job. I'm not saying that everyone who works in a daycare had to be a mom.
Right, but, right.
When it was time for us to go home, she wasn't up with the car seat mechanism. And when your baby is in the NICU, they have to pass a car seat test. So, like, she had to go get, like, two or three other nurses that were parents to come and adjust the car seat in order for me and Kaden to leave the hospital.
Brother. Yeah. And then I feel like, too, that's what I'm saying. Like, I remember when you just, I don't know if she was taking your trip. We was talking about something regardless. And along the lines of, like, you know, you want a break, but sometimes you don't trust people with your kid. And it's not like it's gonna die while they're with them. Mm-hmm. But you know your kid better than anybody else.
Yep.
So if he's crying all hours, all day long while someone's babysitting him, you would know better than anybody to get him to calm down like 10 minutes.
Yep, for sure.
And even with the car seat situation, this is why I brought it up. She may have had him buckled in there, but you're like, that's okay for you, but that's my baby.
No, exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying it's different. Or even you was talking about giving a baby CPR.
Mm-hmm.
You are CPR certified, but if you had to give Kaden CPR, it'd be a whole different story.
Literally.
Different mm-hmm. with your own kid. You could give CPR on all the kids you want in the hospital, but when it's your own kid gasping for air, it's a different story.
For sure.
It's always different when it's your kid. That's why I don't mind the unsolicited advice.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish people were a little bit more sensitive and mm-hmm. they what they were about to say thoroughly. I wish they thoroughly thought about what they were going to say.
I agree.
My suggestion.
I agree 100%. Have you gotten any unsolicited parent advice during the pandemic?
I feel like definitely not from strangers. And I feel like that's because of the whole social distancing thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like I would definitely get a lot more unsolicited advice if we weren't going through a whole pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
From my family, of course, yeah. And like I said, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll take it into consideration. Sometimes I
right,
do.
Right, right.
But mm-hmm. I feel like across the board, more people would get the advice if we weren't in a pandemic from people they don't even know.
Mm.
What about you?
I feel like I did get unsolicited parenting advice during the pandemic. More or less from my family. As far as others, not really. I feel like when I go out with him, people are just excited to even see a little baby. So advice is out the window. But yeah, I definitely did get a lot of unsolicited parenting advice from like my family. Like, there was people saying, oh, you should cover his face. You should cover him up. And I'm just like, he don't like his face covered. I'm not going to.
You know what? Yes. About the whole covering a child's face up.
Mm-hmm.
People would. I've seen kids out with masks on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm indifferent about it. I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that children under two, their lungs aren't fully developed. Pretty much a child's body is not fully developed when they're under 2 years old.
Right. And I thought, maybe I'm mistaken, but I'm pretty sure I read on the CDC's website that two and under, you don't have to have a covering over their face.
Nope. Even if you go, like, say, on an airplane or, like, a public setting, if your child's under two, they give you leeway. They're like, okay, that's fine.
Right.
But people will be like, oh, you should get a mask for Harlow. And I'm like,
No.
No.
And it's a no. Because, I mean, sir, ma'am, sir, whoever gave you that advice. Listen, he passed right. out at the freaking grocery store. I will literally have a conniption because seriously? I want to see if she'll even keep it on at that. So
right, exactly. Yeah. Kaden freaks out. Like, even if I put like the car seat cover over his face, he freaks all the way out. And I'm just like, uh-huh. okay, I'm gonna take it off.
Yeah, he probably wants to see your face. That's probably mm-hmm. why.
Even when I put it over his face just to like block the sun out while we're walking to the car or something, he's like, yeah, no, take this off of me like right now. So yeah
see?
He don't like
that's
that.
Another thing too, like, before you talk, think it through. Like,
yes, for sure.
Someone coming up to you being like, oh, you're carrying your baby out to the car, you should cover his eyes from the sun. Well, just so you know, he screams like a wild banshee when I do it. So, like, the entire way through the grocery store, I'm not covering him.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, basically with unsolicited parenting advice, take it into consideration when you can. If not, you know, politely address it and dismiss it. And that's it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, that was all for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed, and we will see you guys next Monday at 5.